from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I would leave the dogs at the house. And if I had a problem sleeping, I would go. I'd go get a hotel room. I wouldn't hope a hotel room could take care of my dogs. That's it. Dogs will be okay in a house right now. Dogs will be just fine in a house right now.
No, I agreed with you on that.
There's nothing. And look, and here's the deal.
If it came down to which is, this could be emergency, which is Tyler has probably slept 4.5 hours the last two nights.
I'm not suggesting that somebody go drop their dogs at an abandoned home somewhere and hope they survive in the house. I'm talking about your house.
What's the difference? What's the difference between an abandoned home that doesn't have power?
An abandoned home is completely different than your house right now that doesn't have power. We're talking about this particular situation in their house, the house they live in.
What was the temp of your house last night?
They would be just fine.
82 degrees.
Then they'll be just, guess what? The humans that were there were just fine too.
Just fine.
They were just fine as well.
Different species.
Right? And they're hot natured, just fine.
He's definitely hot natured.
And you're in a dire situation. I would not see a problem with leaving the dogs in the house, leaving the dogs in that back door crack, whatever you need to do to let them come and go, leave them some water, go to a hotel room, whatever you want to do. And you and your wife can rotate, come check on them every 4 hours. And if you don't want to do that, so be it.
Yeah.
But don't turn it into the dogs are going to die. If you don't want to do it, you love your dog, you don't want to treat your dogs like that, cool. I get understand.
But don't turn it into, I've
suggested something that's going to kill dogs.
Did you? I didn't say that.
I was going to say.
You sent me a graph that said dogs can heat, that overheat in 81 degree weather, Tyler.
Yeah,
that,
multiple that, sources, that, by the way.
That graph there meant business. Right
yeah,
there,
multiple sources.
That turn, oh, you hell. Turn you turn this into a different ballgame.
Veterinarians game. Don't know jack. Right?
So, I mean, get right. the so hell out of here.
You turn this into a friendly back and forth, and then you said, I'm throwing the first bullet right here, baby.
Facts don't care about your feelings, Clint.
Facts.
He said facts over look feelings,
here.
Clint.
Look here. Ain't no dog or human ever died of heat exhaustion in an 81 degree house.
That is just
never.
False. That is 100
never.
And that is
oh,
just.
Oh, you had the data
that
never.
Is all, that
you
is
got that out there
false.
Too?
That is
you got
completely
that, you got
false.
That out there too?
Yes, dogs.
This is the problem. See, if you love your dog so much you don't want to leave him, that's cool. But don't paint,
it's
this,
not
don't
cool.
paint this picture like I'm suggesting something that's dangerous
that.
For dogs.
I was talking about my dogs the entire time. I said my dogs His are a bunch dog. Of AC babies. I said my dogs go on a walk with me on a normal summer day. And they're barely able to get back to the damn house because
well,
they're so
now,
fat now.
So
shit.
Now we've gone to soft people raise soft people
no.
slash dogs.
No, it's
you've
just,
raised
I
soft
love my
dogs.
I don't want them to just stay outside all day.
You just said it's your fault.
Does your dog stay outside all day? Mine doesn't.
No, because she runs away, yeah. so I don't want to do it. But if we're outside at the pool and it's 120 degrees, her and all the other dogs are outside running the fence line until their tongue is dragging the ground.
I'm not arguing that. Then what do? Hours. They go inside in the air conditioning.
No, they don't. They chill outside with us.
the whole rest of the day.
They chill outside for us.
Oh, boy.
I never said I don't take my dogs outside and, like, have them by the pool with me. I do that kind of stuff all the time.
There is no relief from the heat right now. Yeah, go inside.
We got
it's 81 degrees.
We got a sissification of America tweet.
Yes.
Clinton all the hard asses out there.
I completely agree.
Clinton all the
can't have soft ass dogs.
Tyler, you and your wife have stayed in that house. Y'all stayed in that house. How in the hell could it be dangerous for the dogs?
Dude,
you and your wife have stayed in
there. Comparing humans and dogs, we're completely different. They are completely dependent on us.
I need to take a look at this graph.
Your dogs have stayed in the house with you and your wife. How would it be any different if you and your wife went to a hotel room and checked on her for 4 hours?
Because they are burning alive. My two biggest dogs panted the entire night into my face. I had to guide them to the damn water, make them drink water. I would rather be there to make sure they are safe.
That's fine, but they're not
going to
die.
You don't know my dogs.
They're not going to die.
You have no idea. You've never even seen one of my dogs.
They're not going to die.
You didn't play the game.
You don't know my dogs.
Hey, did you walk them with a leash? Did you walk them with a leash to the water pit?
This is a problem. You group all dogs that have ever existed in the history of man, you group them as one, and you see them as one, and you have an opinion on how they should be handled.
It is not bad. No, I have an opinion that any dog that's alive and walking will be just fine in an 81-degree house.
And
yes,
I would respond to that saying you don't know what you're talking about.
And you're nuts. Well, now, do you not want to leave yours? Do you not want to leave yours in an 81-degree? Cool, that's fine.
That's what I'm talking about the whole time.
You sent me a graph that dogs overheat at 81 degrees.
Dogs can start to show signs of overheating.
Veterinarian.
When the temperature is between 81 and 85 degrees.
So can humans.
Multiple dog doctors.
And
you leave a 95-year-old
above 85.
Well, first off,
should not be kept in temperatures above 85.
A human, that isn't comparable.
Yes. You.
What's a fever for a human?
97 and above, I think. What is 90? What is it?
Technically over 98.6.
Okay.
So,
what the hell does that do with anything?
So why did you say humans are going to die in the same 80-degree house? Me and Megan were panting.
You're okay.
Well, yes, we're okay.
You're tougher for
it. But we're not going to leave them to fend for themselves. We're going to be there in case they do need something, like most of last night.
I appreciate Clint's sentiment, but Tyler is right scientifically. They're not.
Scientifically? Are you kidding me?
What? Why do you say it like that? It's like factual things.
This is with such anger.
I mean, we're sitting here talking about dogs in an 81-degree. We're not talking about... We're not talking about dogs chained up outside in 105-degree heat with no shade, nothing.
They would fare better.
We're talking about 81-degree crib, man.
100.3 is medically a fever for humans, if somebody was asking for that. So are you feeling like you got to get them out of there soon?
Well, I went to Livingston this morning and picked up a generator and a window unit. Last night, man, I mean, yeah. I'm not kidding with
you. Last night was hell.
I'm not saying they were on the verge of death, but it wasn't good. My two biggest dogs, different times of the night, were starting to pant more than they ever do, trying to get them to drink water. I wasn't panting.
You said you were sweating through your sheets.
I sweat every night, and yes, I was hot, but I'm not panting.
It's okay to be uncomfortable.
This
Tyler.
Is funny
get
hearing you all
being
argue
uncomfortable.
Like this. I'm enjoying this.
Facts don't care about your feelings, Clint.
Facts.
That man came through with that.
Facts.
Hey, got his ass.
80. I've never heard that.
Well, now you have.
And now J Lo's throwing his dog's ashes in my face.
Dang. What did they say?
Redirect
these fools and get on with the show. No, damn it, this is the show. I am enjoying the hell out of this. This is the show. Now, what did Lopez and Brandon say? Because Lopez
will take his dog on a fishing boat and be out on that water for 6 hours fishing.
Fresh.
Direct sun, direct. Limited food, limited water, sun beating on that dog.
No doggy
different
sunscreen.
Different than 72 hours without AC.
And we talking about 81 degrees. We're talking about 81 degrees.
My dogs aren't outside dark.
Text line, Clint is pulling a Bagwell, just ignoring the stats.
Ignoring the stats. Yeah. Are y'all kidding me?
I think Clint yeah, wanted to break.
Yeah, no. Here's what's happening.
About this. This is really equally eats both of you up.
No,
but this really eats you up.
No, but this is typical. This is typical.
You're not caring about dogs.
See, he turns into me not caring about dogs.
It's a joke.
And then I get the ashes thrown in my
face. Except for that one time when you said chain him up and give him a thing of water and just keep it moving.
Yeah.
I believe you were joking.
With what?
That's what you said yesterday.
I don't think it was, Ron.
I think you said, yeah, hell, just chain him up outside, give him a bowl of water and just keep it.
Give him a big bowl of water. Make sure he's got some shade. Everything will be cool. We'll all be gravy.
He wasn't joking, Ron.
We'll all be gravy.
If they're outdoor dogs, maybe. I had outdoor dogs growing up. It's completely different.
Completely. You grew up without
dogs. Yeah, I mean, hell, if you raise a kid and don't ever let them outside, they're going to be AC babies. So, yeah, the heat's going to affect them a little bit different.
Well, he did acknowledge yesterday that...
But we ain't talking about heat. We're talking about, look here.
That's all I've been talking about.
No, but we're not...
You got to give him a haircut.
You got to give him who?
Just give him a haircut and let him breathe. Go in there and shave him. Use that shaver.
Even an inside dog right now in an 81, 82 degree house will be fine. Give them some water. They'll be fine.
Veterinarian Clint.
Give them some water. They'll be fine. Yeah, no, this is free advice. Don't call me a vet.
This is free.
You got to go pay. You got to go pay some.
There's
fool.
Volunteer vets.
Yeah, you got to go pay. Hell yeah. Hey, guess what? They'll tell you it happened in 75 degree weather. So you'll bring that dog in every time it pants and it's 75 degree outside. Bring it there and pay old vet fee.
I don't pay anyone whenever they get hot. I just make sure they get water.
Coming up, we'll give you the latest.
It ain't no big deal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.